We're going to talk now about selfie editing. Gone are the days when professional photographers were used to capture that perfect picture. With the rise of the smartphone, the cameras have been so improved and that high quality photos can easily be taken. Terms such as selfie, Photoshop, and filters have become second nature to most, but could this create issues as people begin to over-edit themselves for the approval of others? I'm joined now by clinical psychologist Dr. Jay Rahman to answer the question. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you for having me over.
Absolutely. And Jay, who do you think has the greatest impact on an individual's view of themselves?
Okay, that's a good question. You know the saying, it takes a whole village to raise a child?
Yes.
I feel that it does take a whole village, but not just to raise a child, but to support that child into becoming a strong, healthy adult. Yeah. But if you spend just one evening watching popular programs on TV, or if you skim through fashion magazines or other magazines designed to attract adolescents and young adults, you'll see how media portrays the ideal self so far away from reality, and how it presents what is desirable in a convoluted, sugar-coated style. I mean, we're talking about plastic, celluloid, airbrushed, pencil-thin models dominating the pages and the screen. And this is true for men as well. They have to fit in the Adamant standard. And success is measured primarily by reference to appearance and material worth. And given the time spent on, you know, watching TV and online screen activities, then the onus is really on the media to deliver responsible messages and use its power wisely. But going back to your question, I would...
Hello, Jay.
Plastic.
Sorry, you just dropped out for a moment. Please continue.
Okay. When the hormones are still getting regulated, the brain is plastic, when their self-image needs to be synchronized with their body image in a healthy fashion, it's the whole village that has the impact, right? But as a society, we need to give our young folks and to each other really consistent, regular, and helpful messages that we all have natural beauty. The true beauty lies in the way we look at ourselves, the world around us, and our future. But right now, I don't think the media is doing it.
And Jay, what demographic do you think struggles with body image the most?
Well, body image and body dissatisfaction are two different things, Sam. Body image is typically shaped during late childhood and adolescence. But body dissatisfaction is a very different thing. In our society, unfortunately, body dissatisfaction has become a cultural norm. And this can affect people of all ages. And it's as prevalent in midlife as in young adulthood. And in both genders, really. You know, and from a psychological perspective, those with perfectionistic tendencies, those who are teased about their appearance and their weight, this is regardless of their body, the actual body type. And those who internalize the beauty ideals that they see projected in social media. And of course, those who are surrounded by families and friends who chronically diet and express body image concerns frequently. Then you can see how it's so likely they become your role models in developing unhelpful weight loss behaviors, attitudes and beliefs. So these are, I would say, you know, the demographics that you're looking at.
And of course, smartphones and editing applications have become pretty much widespread or ubiquitous. Do you think people are becoming more obsessed with how they look or just becoming more aware of it with these pressures?
Oh, very much so. I mean, take selfies, for example. When placed in social media, your self-worth becomes dependent on the number of likes and approval from others, not yourself. And there is also a high level of self-censorship that goes on in posting selfies on social media. People post only the best side of themselves. If that's met with approval from others, there is this added burden that impossible standards have to be maintained to receive that approval on an ongoing basis. And, you know, filters and airbrushed images also create a warped illusion that in real life is unattainable. And when people place a highly edited picture of themselves in casual dating websites, for example, what does it really mean? Do they reflect a chronic sense of self-worth? Are we creating a world of people who think they are not good enough in their real-life appearance? Instead of a strong, healthy self-image supporting a body image, are we becoming a society where body image has become all so encompassing that it's now invaded a firewall and affecting our self-image? And these are important questions to look at from very many different perspectives.
And if you're just joining us, I'm speaking to clinical psychologist Dr. Jay Rahman. And Jay, with things like cosmetic surgery and those becoming more popular in recent years as well. Are people retreating to these images as like as a safe space and a sort of refuge from, you know, these expectations to try and present this braver face to the world?
Yeah, that's very well described, really. When our sense of reality gets so skewed by constant exposure to unrealistic portrayals in the media, our expectations of how we need to look, get unrealistic too. The end result is a fantasy version of oneself. Now, there are two choices. We can either go ahead and get the surgical procedures done in real life, and that's an invasive and an expensive option. But then body dissatisfaction is also accompanied by depression and eating disorders. It's easy to get more and more isolated from real life and real people. The online world then becomes the only available connection, and with the various apps available to tweak our persona in any which way we wish, you know, our vital statistics to hot content, it can then draw us into this fantasy world which is so far removed from reality.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Jade, to help talk about it.
Such a pleasure. Thank you.
And that was psychologist Jade Rahman telling us about the possible factors affecting individuals' view of themselves and the repercussions of things like selfies and image editing, as well as our ability to retreat into an online or virtual fantasy world where we can portray ourselves whatever way we want.